I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today for the third anniversary show of Synchronicity. This show has been going on now for 3 years. Hooray! Super fantastic. And we have a lineup of guests today to celebrate the anniversary. The first guest is Pragito Dove. She is the author of Laughter, Tears, Silence, and I've interviewed her before on the other show that I host, which is Namaste Radio Online. And the other two guests are former Synchronicity guests. Venus Andrecht is going to be calling in at the end of the show. She is a medium and clarifying counselor, very funny lady. And in the middle of the show, we're going to have Laurel Bleeden Maffei. She is a channel for the angelic realm. She's also a coach. She helps people who are wanting to be light workers and who want to develop their businesses in the spiritual realm. So she's going to be calling in as well. So first of all, let's bring up Pragito Dove. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie. I'm delighted to be here.
Yay! Thanks so much for being on this show today. So tell us about, now I already know about your work because we've spoken before, but tell us about Laughter, Tears, and Silence and what the book is about and who is it for.
The book is for everybody and anybody who wants to be happy, who wants to heal any old wounds or pain and change their mindset from what isn't working for them and tap into their innate wisdom, their joy, their love of life, and their creativity. So it's pretty much for everybody who's interested in all of that. And it's meditation is, it's based on meditations. There's over 150 meditations that I teach. And as you know, Marie, we did the laughter meditation the last time we were on your show together. And so the first third of the book is about the many powerful benefits of laughter, which is surprising. It's surprising how many there are for body, mind, heart, and soul. And I talk a lot about the importance of play, of celebration, of gratitude, creativity, and also I have meditations for children because children need meditation as much as we do. And one of my specialities is these expressive meditation techniques. And the idea is that we express something out in the first stage, like laughter is a good example. So the first stage, we express out the laughter. And then in the second stage, we drop down into a silent sitting meditation where we can access our inner calm and peace of mind and wisdom and joy. Then in the second third of the book, I address tears. So, you know, it's the comedy of life and then the tragedy of life because we can't avoid that, really, because there's death. And death brings up grief and pain and separation. And so I talk about meditations that help with death and dying and also with grief, with disappointment, with jealousy, with fear, so that we can learn to bring a meditation dimension to all these emotions rather than be afraid of them or hide from them or try and repress them, which isn't helpful to us, but allowing them, which brings us deep healing and maturity and compassion. And then in the last section of the book, Silence, I talk a lot about how to find silence from the mind, and the three main principles of any meditation technique, which are relaxation, non-judgment, and witnessing. And I also talk a lot about love, because a lot of people don't know this, that love and meditation are two sides of the same coin. And meditation is focused on self-love, loving ourselves and bringing awareness to ourselves, and then love itself with others, which is the wellspring of our lives. I mean, a life without love in it is really probably not a life worth living. So we want to have love in our lives, and there's a lot to learn about love, and I talk a lot about that.
Mm. Well, I love love, and you know, you're friends with me on Facebook, so I talk about love on Facebook quite a lot. So what do you think the biggest thing people need to learn about love?
I think, well, number one is we must love ourselves first before we can really have the capacity to love others. Everyone is born with the capacity to love, but love is an art. And for example, one thing I didn't know, I was taught when I was a child, it was about taking. And really, love is about giving. Giving your love to whoever, whomever you can every day, and to the trees, to the universe, to animals, because the more we give, the more we get. Although it doesn't always come back from the same person we give it to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of conditioning of there to let go of about, some people think love is a bargain. You know, if I give you this, then you owe me. And really the secret about love, I think, is to give unconditionally and not expect anything back. A lot will come back, but not always in the way we decide it should come back.
Hmm.
So those are some of the main things I feel about love.
So what about because people seem to try and differentiate the types of love, like romantic love or love for your child or love for the universe or God. Do you see love as being that compartmentalized, or is love just love?
Love is just love. It's not compartmentalized. Love, I think, is a state of being that we find within ourselves, which is why the self-love is so important. I mean, we're all born full of love. We have an infinite source of love in our own hearts, and that we can access at any time and give and share. So it doesn't need to be compartmentalized, like I'm going to give this type of love to this person and more to that person and so on. It's really about accessing that source of love within ourselves, which brings us into the state of being that love is, and then sharing it with as many people as possible.
Yay, I love that. So do you have any exercises? I also want to ask you about the Laughing Buddha Network, because Laughing Buddhas are lovely. But before we talk about that, is there anything else you want to add about love?
Well, you mentioned an exercise, because I have, as I said, I have over 150 techniques in my book, and I think one of the most important ones is self-love. So a technique I like is just for people to sit silently and see if you can gain insight into the way you reject yourself and what fears and beliefs stop you from being loving and compassionate with yourself. And really understand that everyone deserves love, even if we've been bad, even bad people, everybody deserves to be loved. And we can start with giving that to ourselves. And you can just do a little four-minute meditation every day to focus on loving yourself and also bringing insight to what might be in the way of that, old beliefs.
And so, Pragita, when you are going about your daily life, are you just sending love to everyone that you come in contact with?
Yes. I mean, what I'm doing is really I like to keep myself in a state of love. It's really focused on me so that I feel loving, and that's the energy vibration I'm sending out all the time. And an easy way to remember is to remember to love ourselves, so that that's what I'm transmitting all the time, and it's not directed at any person in particular. It's just transmitting love itself, which we can do when we are remember to love ourselves, because then we fill our hearts up with love, and it can only transmit. You know, we can't stop it.
Hmm. And it's also, it's very magnetic when you yes. are transmitting that love. People yes. are attracted to you.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's really the law of attraction, because that's we attract it back. It's just we have to be careful for the mind coming in and saying, oh, well, that person owes you because you gave to them and they didn't give as much as that person. This, the mind can be tricky here. And we have to really drop into our hearts and trust the wisdom of love itself.
Hmm. I love that, the wisdom of love. Ooh. So tell us about the Laughing Buddhas Network.
Yes, I thank you for asking about that. I founded the Laughing Buddhas Network, I think it was about a year and a half ago now. And it's free to join. You find it on my website, discovermeditation.com, and it's for everybody to join. It's for people, like-minded people, who are looking for more love, more laughter, more wisdom in the world. And I send out a newsletter, the Laughing Buddha's newsletter, which always has a weekly meditation in it and the latest news from me and other Laughing Buddhas. And it's a great way for us to all stay connected with that focus of bringing more love, laughter, and peace to the world. Well, to ourselves and to the world.
Hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And so, and you also teach meditation, and you have programs. Tell us a bit about what you do there.
I do. The most popular one is the Laughter Meditation 101 teleclass program. And actually, the next one is starting in September the 13th. And I have a free call about that on Tuesday, August the 30th, and about laughter meditation. Everybody is welcome to join in that. And again, that's on my website, discovermeditation.com. And what we do on the Laughter Meditation 101 is we get together on the phone, and there's people all over the world. And we talk about our experiences with laughter meditation, and I always give a little talk because there's so many dimensions to laughter and to meditation. And, of course, we always do some laughter meditation on the call, as we will also do on this free call on August the 30th. So we have a lot of fun, and we also go a little deeper into ourselves and learn some important information for carrying that out into our day-to-day lives.
Mm, beautiful. Well, I just love your energy, Purgito. I wanted to have you on the show because when I spoke with you on Namaste Radio quite a while ago now.
Yes, it was.
And it was just, and we've remained in contact all this time, and you're just so friendly and loving and such a wonderful soul. So I just wanted to share you with the listeners of Synchronicity. And again, your website is discovermeditation.com. Is there anything that you want to add before we move on to the next interview?
No, I think that this has been wonderful to be on the call with you. I would encourage your listeners to come on the free call I'm giving on August 30th, and it'll be recorded if they can't make it live, and join the Laughing Buddhas Network, which is free to join, and have an amazing July 4th.
Yay, yes. Happy Independence Day to everyone listening in the U.S. of
yes.
A. Yay.
Thank you
so much, Purgito. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Marie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So again, that was Purgito Dove, and she is a lovely, lovely person. You can find her at discovermeditation.com, and the name of her book is Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the third anniversary of Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul, and coming up in just a moment is Laurel Bleeden Maffei. She is a channel for the angelic realms. We're going to speak with her in just a moment. And you may be listening in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And wherever you're listening from, I hope you're having a wonderful day and a fabulous 4th of July.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss The Hangover Part 2, running from June 1st until June 9th. And then Super 8, running from June 10th until June 23rd. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Obviously, that was an old ad for the Rio Theater, but I saw a poster here in the Student Union Building, and on July 29th, they're going to be playing The Neverending Story 1 and 2, I think, like the midnight showing, so that sounds kind of fun. I just thought I'd let you know about that. So today, back to the show, Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today is the third anniversary of Synchronicity. We started on Friday mornings 3 years ago, I believe, and now we're here Monday afternoons, loving the new time slot. So thank you, whether you're a new listener or you've been with us for the entire 3 years. Thank you for joining us today. And our next lovely guest is Laurel Bleeden Maffei, and she is a channel for the angelic realm. She is also, I used to co-host her radio show online, which was called Illuminating Souls. So welcome to the show, Laurel.
Well, thank you for having me, Marie. This is like old home week.
Yay!
This feels great. So glad to be here with you and say hello to everybody who's listening.
I've missed you so much. I haven't been on the air with you since, what, January now?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was January, after the holidays.
Wow. And it's July now already. Oh, my goodness.
Life has been happening very quickly, huh?
Yeah. So what is new with you? We were doing Illuminating Souls and radio, and then in January we felt guided to move on from that. So what's new in the land of Laurel Bleeden Maffei?
A lot of the things are the same, which is good, because you know how much we love what we do. So we're still teaching classes and channeling with Josephus and the Wisdom Council. So those of you who used to listen to our show, I channel a group of guides, so they're still around. And launched another company called Big Sparkly Life, another project with my friend Joanna, who was on our show last year. And we just actually hosted the Rock Your World Summit, which was fantastic. We had over 20 teachers from around the country who were experts in their different fields, and we put together a beautiful summit. So lots of things have been going on. It feels like it's a great time for dreams to be coming to fruition. So I don't know if you're experiencing that, but it feels as if we've all sort of gone through a huge cycle of clearing, and now we're beginning to make manifest from our dreams.
Yeah, things are really moving quickly for a lot of people. And I'm actually curious to hear what Josephus and the Wisdom Council has to say, because I've been making so many changes, positive changes in my life, and things are really have seemed to be gaining momentum. And yet this past few days, I've been feeling really stuck and just kind of lower, like not myself. I've been very happy and vibrant and joyful and loving, and these past few days I'm just kind of feeling down and not like myself. And I keep saying, well, tomorrow I'm going to feel better and I'm just going to focus on feeling good, and it hasn't been moving quickly enough for me. But it's only been a couple days. I mean, I'm already getting all neurotic about it, but
But I'm curious what Josephus has to say about that.
I'm so glad that you say this, though, because I think it's important that we share where we are, because what I find is that there tends to be clusters of us moving through these cycles together. And I would tell you that you're not alone in this. You know, we had a big eclipse that happened on Friday, I think it was. So there's been a lot of planetary action. And myself and a lot of other people that I know, we've been feeling fatigued, feeling tired, having some old fears come up. It seems like I cleared that already. What's it doing back here again? I don't know if it's so much as feeling stuck as feeling sort of tired and just in one place.
Well, it's,
if that makes sense.
It's interesting you say that there was an eclipse on Friday, because I think, what was it, Thursday or Friday? Friday was Canada Day, so I think it must have been Thursday when it all started, and I just got triggered about something that, and like you said, an old fear, even though it wasn't anything that I couldn't handle, it just triggered those old thought patterns of worry and fear and stress, and it just hasn't really left me yet. Even though my actual physical reality, there's no need to feel that way.
Yeah. So the old energy is getting triggered in service to bringing it up into this higher vibration to be cleared. I have a group that I meet with once a week, and it's a group of women, and we get together and support each other. And it's so funny because they're also all practitioners. And we all got on the phone, and it's so funny, as we went around with the sharing, we all were living the same thing. I was so tired this weekend. I got really fearful about fill in the blank, money, this, that, whatever it was. And so I find that these things happen, there's a rhythm to them. And I feel like we're in a rhythm right now. I've been so tired the past 2 days. It's like the energy is very heavy and sticky. We're also going to be moving into a Mercury retrograde later this month. So the best way to work with this energy, and so this would be sort of, and we'll ask Josephus about it as well, is to do your best to not take it personally. Meaning, if something's been triggered for you, you might want to deal with that, right? So work with that in whatever way you want, but don't attach more story to it, right? So don't attach more like, oh my God, I must not have cleared that. I must not have done a great job. I'm going to go back into this place of being upset about this thing. It's like, I call this energetic PMS. You know how we go through with women. So if you're men, I'm sorry, but you probably know a woman who goes through it. But we go through this cycle of emotions that has its own completion point. That's what this energy is like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And if it falls in the same, when you're hormonal and you're dealing with that same, I mean, it would be like double trouble.
Exactly.
So
it's one of those things like put your head down and rest, and it'll get better in a few days.
Okay, so it sounds like you're saying just be gentle with yourself. Don't let don't create more out of it than what it is. It's just it's an energy phase that you're going through that you need to just move through, rather than getting too attached to and worried about.
Yes.
Yay.
Very well said.
Woohoo! So I'm going to put the number out there, 604-822-2487, if you want to get on the air and speak with Laurel, and I think she's going to bring up Josephus and the Wisdom Council in just a moment.
Why don't they bring them forward?
Okay.
I'll have them join us.
Okay,
they're already here. So
all right. So again, the number is 604-822-2487. Hello?
Yes, hello, we're here, and hello, Marie. We give you a big hug from across the universe.
Thank you.
So hello, and thank you for having us here. So let's talk about this wobble of energy that's happening. We'll call it a wobble of energy. And what is happening is there is an ascending energy coming in. So this is good news. The energy is, the vibration is actually being raised. But what happens is any parts of your energetic field that are not a vibrational match to the higher energy, they get inflamed. They get inflamed in service to bringing them up in vibration. So we're sort of speaking in energy terms, but don't allow them to sink you, meaning don't make more of it than it is. Just trust in the ebb and flow of life, the ebb and flow of energy, and just know that all of the beautiful work that you've been doing all of the intentions you've been seeding, they are taking root. And we see that the energy is really going to pick up in a big way come August. And this is for all of you listening. We feel that by August, there's going to be an influx of inspiration. So if you're feeling tired now, rest. If you're feeling not yourself, it's okay. And know that all that beautiful work that you have been doing that started right around February, all of that great work is going to really begin to take root in about 6 weeks' time.
Hmm. Interesting. And I'm curious, Josephus, so this, you mentioned February, and so where did you get that month from?
It is just something when we look at the energetic grid that we see, so it's not as if we see a specific event. We just know that for many of you, February was a month when you were seeding into the world. And if you don't remember what you were doing then, it's all right. And maybe perhaps instead of talking about timelines, it's better to talk about it this way. You are in the earth plane, and so this is a linear realm, and your creations, your manifestations, are held accountable to linear time. So you are seeding into the world all the time. You're seeding your dreams, your intentions, your gratitude, your prayers. And then it takes some time for them to come to fruition. You are seeding all of that within an energy field that also has its own creations taking place. So what we see when we look at the energy grid is that what you started towards the beginning part of the year, it'll be a very friendly, fertile, energetic field for a lot of that to come to fruition come about August.
And so, Josephus and the Wisdom Council, I'm curious, for people who have been doing this work since February and planting these seeds, do they need to keep, because I think that people kind of tend to, especially when the energy gets low, they start to feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I need to push harder. Do they need to start doing more work at this time, or do they need to step back and just trust and allow?
We say to trust and allow. You do not have to be creating every minute of every day. You are in some ways, but you don't need to be hyper-focused on it. Again, there's a natural ebb and flow to life and a natural ebb and flow to energy. And for all of you who are listening, if you can't remember what you were doing in February and if you're worried that you were focused on the wrong thing, please don't worry. This is the mind trying to organize everything and be in control of it. Your higher self knows what's going on, and your higher self is taking care of all of this and more. So we say everything is being taken care of.
Beautifully said. Well, Josephus, I want to just share with you the reason I asked about February is because I specifically remember I started dating again in February. Even though I've been doing a lot of other things since February, not just dating, although that has taken up a lot of time, it's a very specific time, and that's why I was so curious where you came up with February, because I was like, that's interesting.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And so a part of you see your higher self, said, go into the water. The water's good. And you started creating new experiences and new energy for yourself. So this is wonderful confirmation that your higher self, that you're plugged in. You know, oftentimes people are like, I don't know that I'm getting any messages, or I don't know that I'm getting any guidance. And here was a part of you that knew that this would be a very ripe and fertile time to begin this adventure.
It's true, because at that time, I just felt like at that period, I was scared to date, and I was nervous, and, you know, I mean, when you haven't dated for a gazillion years, it's kind of like, oh, what's it going to be like? I'm going to get rejected, blah, blah, blah. But I just decided, I was like, look, I'm just going to put myself out there. I'm going to go out on a date with, like, the first guy who asked me out. I'm just going to be open, and I'm just going to go and just get practice. And then I did. And then before I knew it, I was having like 3 or 4 dates a week at least. And it's just kind of snowballed. And if you're following me on Facebook, you know all about it.
That's fantastic. And see, you felt the fear and you stepped through it.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to people that are, let's say, because this would be a great topic for today, you know, today in the United States it is Independence Day, Freedom Day. And so for all of you who are listening, and Marie and for Laurel, what is something in your life you want to try, you want to taste, you want to step into, but perhaps there's fear around it? So your example of dating is perfect, Marie. What would you say to people that somehow are connecting with something they want to have the courage to go for?
I would say figure out what that first small step is and just do it. But my question for that is, what if you're not sure what that first step is? Because sometimes your goal is so big that you just don't even know where to begin.
You know, one of the teachings, this is sort of one of the core teachings we love to bring forward, which is small action steps imbued with big intention produce even bigger results. So in the instance that you just said, Marie, we say start anywhere. Start anywhere. Because anywhere you start will take you closer to where you want to be. So for instance, if your dream is to travel through Europe, you might start, well, where do I begin? Well, what country should I start in? What should I do? Do one thing. Pick a place. Research a place. Knowing that anywhere you begin on the paradigm of your dream is blessed. So does that make sense?
And so if someone's looking at, like, maybe the thing that might be holding them back from this big trip is money. So they could say, okay, well, I'm going to put away a loonie, which is in Canada, it's a dollar coin, a loonie every day. So, or even a quarter if that's all they can afford. But putting through with the intention of building this giant fund for their Europe trip. Would that be something similar?
That would be terrific. And so also, we would want them to jump into the energy of the trip. So we would want them to start looking at the different countries, researching online where they could stay, where they could live, whether there's a youth hostel, whether they could rent an apartment, where would they want to begin making things really real. You know, the more real you can make something, the more energy you're putting into it and the easier it is to make it manifest.
Yay. Go ahead.
No, so we were going to say, so in addition to putting the loony away, also then maybe you invest 4 hours a week in researching the trip and planning it, right? So begin to have it virtually. Begin to find out where there might be groups of other English. So for instance, if you want to travel to Greece, where are good places that you could go where you could find other, if you speak only English, where you could meet other English-speaking people? You know, start going to different vacation rental by owner site, go to travel advisor and decide where would you go and have a folder of different places so that your energy really begins to move towards that.
And so, Josephus, is there any kind of prayer or anything that you would recommend, any little exercise to get people into that energetic place?
That's a great question. You know, we have a very simple one that comes forward. I am allowing myself to step into the fullness of my dreams. I am allowing myself to step into the fullness of my dreams. And you know, creating at this level, it is part strategy, it is part intention, it is part miracle, it is part action. So a lot of, as you have seen in your life, a lot of it is not all you, right? You take 3 steps and then a miracle meets you. You take 4 steps and then the universe takes 5. So we say dive in, you invest your energy, you do some of it, and then let the universe meet you partway.
Yay, I love that.
So, for example, you know, if Marie, we don't know if the travel is part of your dream, but let's say it is. We'll use that as an example. So you start putting your loony away and you start planning the trip, and here you have a radio show and you have Facebook, and you start talking about your virtual trip to Europe that you are going to be taking, and you start talking about Greece, and all of a sudden someone who knows you from the internet is going to say, you know what? I know people there. I'll hook you up. All of a sudden, you now make space for miracles to find you. And we've seen it happen many, many times, as have you.
Yes, I have. Definitely. Well, yeah. Josephus and the Wisdom Council, as well as Laurel, we just have about 5 minutes before the lovely Venus Andrecht calls in. And so I'm wondering a couple of things. I'm wondering if there's anything you have to add. And also, since this is the third anniversary of the show, I'm wondering if you see anything or anything, if there's anything show related that you want to tell me about.
Sure. Well, the first thing, and this message is for you, Marie, and for all of those who have listened, we really want to acknowledge you for having created this sacred place, this sacred forum where people can come to feel inspired, to receive guidance, to receive valuable information, and to be a part of this community. We want you to be able to feel how many thousands of people that you have touched by following your guidance and then getting yourself to the studio every Friday for 3 years to bring this show to the world. So much goodness is born from this action. And so we and your beautiful team get together in this moment to give you, if we had bodies, we would call it a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of cheering and celebrating going on for you, as well as for all who listen. For when you listen, you become a part of the tapestry of light that is spreading this goodness into the world. And we say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
You are doing beautiful work in the world, Marie. And as for the show, we see it, as long as it is your desire and joy to do the show, we see you doing it. We also see this as being an opportunity to grow beyond this. And this is a perfect platform for you. You're a natural at what you do, and you really do bless the world with your light and with your generous spirit every time you take to the airwaves.
Well, thank you. You're going to make me cry.
Well, we are so grateful for you, and you have many beautiful beings who work with you on this. You create a sacred vortex every time you take to the air, and you really do. You're making a beautiful contribution into the world. So we want you to know how much love is here for you. We are grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys so much. I love you, Laurel. Thank you so much for being on the show. And before we bring Laurel back, Josephus, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Oh, just that we love you, and to all who are listening, we love you too. We want you to walk through the world, walk through your life, knowing that you are loved, knowing that you are powerful, knowing that you are wise, knowing that you are a divine being of light who carries within you gifts and abilities that are needed in the world. So we are here to cheer all of you on. So thank you, Marie. It's always lovely to connect. We say to you, God bless, namaste, peace be with you.
Thank you so much. And so, Laurel, I would like to give you a moment to tell us about, first of all, your website, illuminatingsouls.com. Is there anything special coming up?
Well, you know, we have a mystical development teleclass. So it's a 6-week teleclass where you'll learn how to connect with your own guidance. You'll learn how to connect with your angels and guides, your intuition. And that starts on the 11th. So please feel free to go to illuminatingsouls.com and learn more about it and the rest of our services.
Thank you so much, Laurel. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and we haven't really done anything like this since January, so thank you so much. I've missed you guys so much.
I've missed you too, so thank you. And Marie, I love you, and congratulations on the 3-year anniversary. You're such an angel and such a light in this world.
No, I love you too.
I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you so much. I love you too so much. And well, you know, you just know how much I love and appreciate you. And so thank you for doing what you do. And thanks for being on the show today. Happy Independence Day.
You're welcome. Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So again, that was Laurel Bleeden Maffei, and you can find her at illuminatingsouls.com. And Venus Andrecht is up on the show in just a moment. This is the 3rd anniversary of Synchronicity here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be back in a moment.
I don't know what you've been told.
Come celebrate Vancouver's 125th birthday with a free festival.
Summer Live, happening July 8th, 9th, and 10th in Stanley Park. Featuring the New Pornographers, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan, Said the Whale, The Bell Game, Beat Nation, Hey Ocean, and so much more. Visit celebratevancouver125.ca for more information.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. It is the 3rd anniversary of Synchronicity. Yay! Happy birthday to Synchronicity and happy Independence Day. As Josephus and the Wisdom Council was saying, it's a day of freedom. And so whether you are American and you're listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimension.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, or from my website, SpiritualShow.com, in the archives, if you're listening from America, happy Independence Day. And if you're listening wherever in the world that you are, happy Day of Freedom. So welcome to the show, Venus Andrecht. She is a medium, a clarifying counselor, and host of the Dear Venus Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Weather's beautiful but hot down here. I'm in Southern California.
It's pretty mild up here in Vancouver. We're kind of just really getting a slow start to summer, but I'm glad that you had time on Independence Day, the 4th of July. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm actually recovering. I had my granddaughter for a week along with a new kitten, and you know,
oh, no.
I need a day off to do nothing but have some fun.
So you, Venus, you started out on Hay House Radio. I believe you were on Hay House when I had you on the show before. It's been a couple of years. But now
I was there like 4 years, and now I'm another place. I don't know. Can I say where I am?
Yes, please do.
Oh, Contact Talk Radio with two T's in the center there, contacttalkradio.com. And I've been there more than 2 years, so it's like I'm just a regular radio girl now.
Woohoo! And so what time is your show on?
It's live 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. That's the live show. But all my shows are archived, and you can find them on my website, which is godisalwayshappy.com, godisalwayshappy.com.
Yay, godisalwayshappy.com. And so, Venus, I'm curious about one of the things that you have done in the last little while, which is new since I had you on the show before, is you're doing, now I think you did a love mojo or some kind of mojo when you were on the show before, but now you actually have pre-recorded mojos. Can you tell us what the mojos are all about?
This has just sort of come along without my planning it. It's kind of interesting. My mother taught me how to do what she called mojos. It's like when we were kids and, you know, we'd be complaining around about our pimples or our love life or lack of or whatever. She'd finally say, oh, you need a mojo. And she'd jump up out of her chair and she'd throw her arms and legs around and she'd go, mojo, mojo, and all kinds of other things. And we just crack up laughing because she looked so ridiculous. But you know what? They worked. And so I don't know how I got started, but just through my radio shows and I do private phone readings, I always like to have good things come into people's lives. And I started noticing a long time ago that I have some kind of odd ability to make good things happen for people. I believe that's true. For a long time, I thought this can't possibly be so. But And then I just started throwing mojos at people, what I call good mojos, good energy mojos, like my mom did. And so I know now I just throw all kinds of good energies at people. And when people listen to my radio show, whether it's live or archived, I often throw a few out during the show when people call in, and it goes to everybody, and you can listen to those. They're free. They work through archives or anything. And then on my website,
GodIsAlwaysHappy.com,
professionally done. Yeah, I had it with music, with a real studio man and former rock star, put it all together, and I put some other energy in it. So I've got 8 there that I sell as MP3s for a real small cost, and I've got 11 more getting ready to go up. And here I am. I'm just doing this. And it's so funny, Marie. I got an email, I think it was this morning, from a lady. She said she hadn't known about me or heard about me before, which I'm not surprised, but she had been listening to one of my radio shows where I threw out mojos, and she said, no, yeah, I was throwing mojos, and I was talking to somebody doing a reading, because I do free readings on the air. And she said all of a sudden she started laughing, she started crying, she started giggling. And she said she just doesn't ever get that way except when something happens, something, oh, beautiful, when you touch into something beautiful. And she was calling me, I think it was, oh, I was like the Cinderella's godmother.
Aww. The fairy
godmother.
I really
liked that. I said, well, you know, Cinderella's godmother, that's interesting, who brings good things to people. So now I feel like I need a wand or something. But
yeah, you
that was
do.
A long answer to your question. It all got started with my mother, and she could throw the good energies, and it turns out I can throw them, and so I do.
Oh, I've got to see you with a wand.
Oh.
It's big, sparkly
one. You want to see me in person when when I'm doing it for people, because, you know, people can't normally see me. I do it over the radio or over the telephone, but I make a lot of noise and sounds and hop around, and it's like my dog doesn't even bark anymore. The cats don't even look up. They've gotten so used to me, you know?
Well, I'm, Venus, I have the love mojo and the abundance and prosperity mojo, I believe. And I like listening to the abundance and prosperity mojo. I gotta admit to you that, I mean, the love mojo is great, but I've heard you do warnings about it on your show.
Yes.
So I get nervous because I've already got all this, like, love energy coming towards me, which I'm not complaining about, but oh. I feel like, oh, goodness, am I going to, like, unleash this, like, love beast chasing after me or something? Because whenever I listen to your love mojo, things, strange things happen, don't they?
Yes, they do. People always comment on that. You know, when you listen to the love mojo, it can mean that dogs and cats fall for you. They start following you, little kids. all kinds of interesting things happen. I mean, I haven't seemed to been able to narrow it down. Yeah, people do meet the love of their lives. I've had them tell me that, and get married and be happy. But you expect anything. I'm thinking of doing maybe another love mojo as an MP3, a shorter version. Maybe try and aim it more specifically, but I don't know if I can aim it, you know? Is when you're pulling the good stuff from the universe, it's like I see all the power behind me and I feel it, and it just comes through me. I ask for it. One thing I do on my private readings is I charge by the minute, so people can, you know, have as little or as much time as they want. But when I turn off the clock, I always give them a free personal mojo if they want it. Nobody said no, but you never know. Mm-hmm. But then I just stand aside and I just tell them, you know, I know what I want and you know what you want, but let's see what the beings bring through. I call it the high beings who work through me. And we get some real stunners, things that come through. But it's always for the person personally, something they need, maybe that we didn't even talk about. It's very interesting. I don't know what it is. I remember my mother saying to me years ago, probably I was, oh, I don't know, well into my problems with men and life and other problems and grown up, you know, and she said, you're so powerful. It's just, why don't you use it? And I thought, and I said, what are you talking about? Well, I found out. My mother's passed over. She died last November. And I really miss her, but I'll tell you what, she was one incredible woman. In fact, my ex-boyfriend and I were talking yesterday about her, and he was trying to think of the worst thing she'd ever said or done, because she had this reputation that she was the most good person in the world, and nobody can think of bad stuff about her. And he said, one time, Only thing he could think of, one time she was over, I was taking care of her for 2 or 3 months for some reason. I had to go down the mountain, and he came in, he asked if he could fix her lunch, because he lives in the studio, and he said, I'll fix you a sandwich, and she looked at him and said, you know, I don't really care for sandwiches. That was the worst thing he could think of.
Aww.
That she ever said. So we got a big laugh about that. But anyway, so I learned what I do from her, from my mom. I give her the credit.
Yeah, she was a lovely soul. And I'm curious, and I hope this doesn't bring up too much sadness for you, but you are a medium. Have you had any contact with her from the other side?
Yes, I have. But you know what? It's so much easier for me to contact the dead for everybody else. It's like I'm so close to my mother that when I think I hear her talking to me or things happening, I go, oh, am I imagining this? Is that really you? That kind of thing. I find that true. And a lot of times when I have to read for myself, I'm too personally involved. But yes, I have heard from her shortly after she passed, after she died. And my daughter Summer and I made Mom promise that she would get in touch with us, that she wouldn't just forget and run off, because we know how she is. She has so many interests. It was like one night, I've been waiting to hear from my mother. One night, I was sleeping, sort of between sleeping and waking, and I don't know how to explain it. It was like, what I realized at the time, it was like an electronic telegram. It was like she had gone to a place where you could send a message to the earth, and she typed out a message, and she'd sent it electronically, and it was like, it came out of nowhere, boom, and her face was right in front of my face, bam, and it's like, you know, she was right there, and then boom, she was gone, and I woke up from whatever state I was in. I thought, my God, that was electrical. That was an electronic message. It was bizarre. I've never heard anything like it. That was the first time I heard from her, and then I kept saying, I want to get a telephone call from my mother. I want a phone call from my mother, because I know that can happen. It's rare, and I knew it wasn't really going to happen, and everybody thought I was being a boop. Oh, poor Venus. They felt sorry. Oh, poor, she thinks she's going to get a phone call from her mother. Well, what happened was, I think it was a month or two later, phone rang, and this friend of my mother's, who I don't remember ever meeting, her name's Eloise, and she's my mom's age. They've been friends since college. She told me, is this Venus? And I said, yes. And she said, this is Eloise. I'm a friend of your mom's. And she said, last night I woke up and I saw your mother in the room. And I said, is that you, Margie? And she said, yes, call Venus.
Wow.
And she always got the number from one of my sisters or somebody. But I said, that's good enough for me. But as for talking to her, yes, I'll often ask her for help or advice, especially with one of my siblings or my kids. My daughter calls on her a lot, and I really swear she makes things happen, yeah. She was always good at making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got that from her, too.
Well,
I mean good things.
Yeah, making good things happen and manifesting for yourself as well as helping others. And you've just done so much. I love your show. And I have to admit, I've been busy now lately, so I haven't been listening as often as I would like. But it's always, first of all, godisalwayshappy.com is your website.
Right.
And your show is on contacttalkradio.com.
Right.
And I don't know if, because I know you had your granddaughter over with the kitten, so I don't know if you have the energy to give us a mojo, but I'll put it out there. And so I would encourage everyone to give your show a listen, and then they can call in, too, and get live mini readings on the show, right?
I do live readings on the show, and I do private ones on the phone. I also have another site where I have art. I'm an artist, and I put all the mojo energy into my art. And I even have light switches that you can switch on the light and switch on the mojo. I have my art on light switches. And with my paintings and such, you can have me put a personal mojo into it for you. It's artmojos.com. That's with an S. Artmojos.com. So let me see now. What are we going to do here? I'm just asking a rhetorical question because I don't have a clue. I'm just sitting up and I'm talking to the beings, high beings, and I'm saying, I'm going to bring through a good mojo for everybody who's listening, archived or live. By the way, Marie, a lot of times people feel these when they hit. They might tingle or buzz or get hot or dizzy. I've had people email me, oh, my God, I'm still buzzing days later. Is this normal? Is this okay? Don't worry about it. Yes, it's fine. It's just good energy. Sometimes you don't feel it, but things will happen. Expect anything from nothing to fabulous, okay? Let's see. Here we go. Oh, I can see it moving. Woo, woo, woo. It's going to boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, woo, boom. Wow, okay, that one, I'm seeing the words purity, joy, and fun is for all of you, all of us to have. I don't know what they mean by purity, purity of mind, purity. I always tell people on my show, you know, always think good thoughts for people, all beings, all animals, all people. Be a person of goodwill. I think that's what they're talking about, being a person of goodwill, feeling goodwill toward men and women and every living creature, joy and happiness. Boom, 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 mojo, boom. Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, a lot of people laugh if they're not too stunned, and they start laughing and laughing. Fine, it just brings in the energy better.
I love it. Okay, I'm done.
They usually make me laugh, too, and sometimes I think, why do I do this? Why do I make myself look and sound like a fool? Well, because it works, and that's what fairy godmothers do, apparently.
Oh, well, thank you, Venus, for all the joy that you bring. Thank you for taking time out of your Independence Day to share that, the purity and joy and fun with us. And is there anything that you'd like to add before we wrap up the show? GodIsAlwaysHappy.com is your website, and ArtMojos?
ArtMojos.com. That's the art website. Yeah, just come join me. Listen to my show. We always have a wonderful time, live chat room, callers. I always choose a topic, then I talk to callers, and it's always pretty interesting, if I do say so. You just never know what's going to come up, but we do have a good time, so get a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and come join us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Venus, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. All right,
you.
Marie, it's been fun.
Take care.
Happy day, too.
Thank you. Love you, Venus.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Venus Andrecht. You can find her online at godisalwayshappy.com and her show, The Dear Venus Show, on Contact Talk Radio on Tuesday afternoons. And you can also listen to the archives. And I hope you had a chance to catch that mojo, and you can catch all her other spine-tingly mojos at her radio show and go to her website, godisalwayshappy.com. Before Venus, we had the lovely Laurel Bleeden Maffei. You can find her at illuminatingsouls.com. And our first guest of the hour was the beautiful soul, Pragito Dove. She is the author of Laughter, Tears, and Silence. Thank you so much for being with me today, our third anniversary. Have a wonderful day. Oh, yay! We have Chris from Parts Unknown clapping in the background. Thank you so much. So Parts Unknown is coming up in just a moment. I'm going to close the show with a song by Surya, who is a regular now on Synchronicity. And this is her song, Shiva. I want to send love to you. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Happy Independence Day. Happy Freedom Day, wherever you are in the world. I hope you are experiencing freedom of body, mind, and soul, as well as heart. I want to send my undying love to you. I love you so much, and have a great week.
Shivaya Namaha. Adiós. 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 Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Namah. Adiós. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.